ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here, onomatopoeia lesson 20. Make sure you've chewed these important Japanese words completely.
Natsuko desu. Konnichiwa.
Hi everyone, this is Natsuko.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're going to explore the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. Gyongo and Gitaigo.
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds, like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as goo goo,
z z snoring sound,
pero
licking sound. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describes situation, feeling, or state using sound.
Such as yochi yochi aruku, to toddle, to waddle.
We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. This onomatopoeia lesson number 20 is designed to review the onomatopoeia we learned from lesson 16 to lesson 19, with the dialogue. Natsuko-san, how many onomatopoeia are we going to review?
A lot. 10個です. We have 10 onomatopoeia in the dialogue. They are peko peko, kara kara, toron, pero, fura fura, yoro yoro, goo goo, goku goku, dom dom, Chira.
The conversation is between
three family members, Mei and her parents. Mei-chan to otou-san to okaa-san no kaiwa desu. I think Mei is an elementary school student.
This conversation takes place at
home, uchi desu ne. Tabun kitchen. I think Mei is in the kitchen.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation. Lesson 16 was onomatopoeia describing sleep. Lesson 17 was onomatopoeia describing the action of eating. Lesson 18 was onomatopoeia describing the action of looking. And finally, lesson 19 was onomatopoeia that described the action of walking.
そうですね。寝る、食べる、見る、歩くですね。
Now, which onomatopoeia were introduced in which lesson is listed in the lesson notes. So if there are any unfamiliar onomatopoeia, please review the appropriate lesson notes. In this section, we'll be looking at the onomatopoeia don don.
This appears twice in the conversation. The first one is don don don.
And don can describe the actual sound of impact. In this dialogue, don 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 is describing a heavy knocking sound.
Yeah, the mother was quite upset, so she knocked the door very hard.
So, Natsuko-san, what's a normal knock on a door sound like?
Maybe ton ton or kon kon.
Knock knock. Generally speaking, onomatopoeia that begin with an unvoiced consonant like K, T, S, or H, they express the sound of something small or light. Ton ton is the light one. Onomatopoeia that start with a voiced consonant like G, D, J, or B tend to express the sound of something big and heavy.
Ton ton and don don. Kon kon and gong gong. Yeah, that's true.
Now, what's the second usage of don don? How was it used in the conversation?
The father said, don don kimochi ga waruku natte.
I started to feel worse and worse. Now, as you learned in onomatopoeia lesson 17, don don refers to a state where something happens rapidly or continuously.
And kimochi ga warui means to feel sick.
Right, so the onomatopoeia don don indicates the speaker's condition got worse rapidly. Natsuko-san, can you use these two different don don in one sentence?
Yes. For example, don don という太鼓の音がどんどん大きくなった。
The banging on the drums got louder and louder. The first don don is describing the actual drum sound.
Right, so the first don don is gyongo.
Onomatopoeia based on sound. The second don don is explaining how the sound got bigger.
So this don don is gitaigo.
And talking about the state. Okay, on to the next onomatopoeia. Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
Musha musha.
Musha musha is the sound of someone or some animal munching food in a rather fast manner.
Yes.
Isn't it a bit like gatsu gatsu, which we covered in lesson 17?
Yeah, it could be similar. But musha musha is more about the sound of eating, whereas gatsu gatsu is more about the style of eating.
Gatsu gatsu expresses the state of someone devouring the food.
Speaking of gatsu gatsu, have you heard the verb gatsuku?
No, I haven't.
For example, you can say, Taro wa gohan wo gatsu gatsu tabeta.
Taro gobbled down the meal.
But you can also say, Taro wa gohan wo gatsuita.
Taro gobbled down the meal. This one's a little shorter, more compact.
Yes.
And do they both have the same meaning?
Yes. Gatsuku is a class one verb meaning to eat greedily.
It kind of makes sense because you can picture him turning the food away from the person looking and trying to eat it all.
Yes. And also, it expresses that the person was very hungry. Gatsuku is the same as gatsu gatsu suru or gatsu gatsu taberu.
So you add tsuku to the first part of the repeating onomatopoeia.
Right. But you cannot apply this rule to all repeating onomatopoeia. So be careful.
Okay, Natsuko-san. Can you give us some onomatopoeia where we can apply this rule?
Sure. Fura fura.
Which expresses an unsteady state or state of dizziness.
Becomes furatsuku.
To feel lightheaded or to wander around.
Uro uro.
Loitering.
Becomes urotsuku.
To wander around. Natsuko-san, can you say furatsuku instead of furafura suru?
Yes. So in the dialogue, Mei said, furafura suru no. But you can also say furatsuku no.
I see. All right, so in this lesson, we reviewed onomatopoeia which describe actions.
Right, such as neru.
To sleep.
Taberu.
To eat.
Miru.
To look.
And aruku.
To walk. In lesson 21, we're going to introduce onomatopoeia together with a certain situation.
楽しみにしてください.
Okay, please look forward to it.
いや、いいよ。パパは喉がカラカラだ。お、ジュースがある。ただいま。どうしたの?目がトロンとしてる。やだ、このチョコレート食べたの。うん、全部ペロッと食べちゃった。そしたら、 ふらふらするの。これ、ウイスキーボンボンよ。パパは?トイレによろよろ歩いていったよ。あなた、目が大変なの。あなた、開けるわよ。やだ、こんなところで、なんでぐーぐー寝ているの?
ん?ああ。さっき喉が渇いてジュースをごくごく飲んだんだ。その後どんどん気持ちが悪くなって。あのラベル読まなかったの?ちらっと見たけど、外国語でわからなかったから。あれ、お酒よ。<笑>